With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump and Vice President Vance are touting the positive impact of the administration's economic policies. Speaking on the Scott Jennings Show on the Salem Radio Network, Vance said the president's policies have international investment money coming home to the U.S. to support manufacturing and domestic labor.
If we rely on our own workers and our own ingenuity to make our stuff, we're more prosperous, we're more free, we're much wealthier as a country, and that's exactly what the president's economic policies are leading us to.
As for the president, he addressed the House GOP retreat today, saying Republicans can run strong on the administration's economic policies and expect support.
Prescription drugs are going to be down by thousands of points, thousands. On that one item, you should win this election.
And just one reason he says they should be optimistic.
Every one of you, you got to be proud of yourselves. And basically, the entire House Republican Conference, it's been really amazing what you've done.
Meanwhile, GOP officials have confirmed the death of a Republican congressman from California.
Doug LaMalva, a seven-term U.S. representative from California, has died at age 65. He represented the rural northern 1st District along the Oregon border. Speaking to House Republicans, President Trump paid tribute to LaMalva, calling him a great, great member.
He was the leader of the Western Caucus, a fierce champion on California water issues. He was great on water.
And that report from correspondent Greg Clugston. The U.S. has shortened the list of those vaccines recommended for all children, Deputy Secretary of Health and Human Services Jim O'Neill.
We're merely updating the advice. CDC gives advice and recommends particular vaccines for particular ages and for particular groups, and we're updating that to conform more to the consensus of other countries.
More on these stories at srnnews.com. Merry Christmas. A few weeks late, you think. Well, it's Christmas time for the world's Orthodox Christians now. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
They use the Julian calendar and so are celebrating the holiday on Wednesday, January 7th. Between 250 and 300 million people around the globe are Orthodox and are 13 days behind the Gregorian calendar that's used by Protestants and other religious groups. A high percentage of the Orthodox live in the global East, Russia, other Slavic nations, and places like Turkey and Greece. Their Christmas celebrations are very similar, though, to those in the West. Michael Harrington reporting.
The administration faces a legal complaint from government employees over a new policy that eliminates coverage for sex change operations in federal health insurance programs. The Human Rights Campaign, that's a leading LGBT group, has filed a complaint challenging the Office of Personnel Management's decision to stop covering those procedures. This is SRN News. Keith Peters reports that nearly three dozen residents of Michigan nursing homes have died of suspected neglect or abuse in the past 4 years.
That's according to a Bridge, Michigan review of state and federal records and court documents. Bridge's investigation documented nearly 6,000 cases of abuse, neglect, exploitation, or quality of life and care violations among the more than 15,000 total citations for violations ranging from incomplete paperwork to poor care. In all, homes have been fined $21.5 million over the past 3 years and have been denied a total of 6,451 days of Medicaid reimbursements. Keith Peters, Washington.
NASCAR Commissioner Steve Phelps has announced his resignation after more than 20 years with the organization. His departure follows a federal trial where inflammatory texts he sent during revenue-sharing negotiations were revealed. More of these stories at srnnews.com.